being a nerd, I had to pick on the other guy. I had to pick on a special ed kid until he flipped out and beat the shit out of me with a Space 1999 lunchbox. I swear to God, and that was the last day I rode the bus. And I swear to God that happened. And so then I started having to lash out at strangers. You know, people where there were no repercussions. So I did a lot of prank calls. When I lived here even, this happened when Patton and I lived together. My last prank call was when Star 69 and Caller ID came out and put the kibosh on that. I swear to God, it's like 2 in the morning. I called somebody here, and I was running out of shit by that point. And I'm alone. No lie. I'm alone and high and drinking Heineken's going, cunt, 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 cunt. And then, ha, ha, ha. And a second later, the phone rings, and this guy goes, who the fuck is this? And I just go, piss. And never prank called again. So what I do now is I yell stuff out of my car. You get the same pleasure. And I did this a couple years back when my favorite movie came out, when Attack of the Shit came out. And the nerds were lined up in L.A. for weeks to see that movie. And they're all there with their sleeping bags, and their mom would drop off their bag lunch. And those are the 40-year-olds. And don't laugh at that. It's so hacky. But this is true. I did this because being a nerd, I know how to make other nerds mad. And that's getting their obsession wrong. The thing they've wasted their lives obsessing over. So these guys are there for the Star Wars movie, and I swear I did this. I drove by and I went, Star Trek sucks. Picard's a fag. Beam me up, Scotty. And I swear, one of the nerds looked a lot like me, but fatter. He went to the girl and went, it's Star Wars. Get it right. It's George Lucas's vision. And I'm sitting in my car going, ha ha, nerds. And I got a stack of comic books in the passenger seat. And the X-Files season 5 DVD. Those guys are fucking nerds, but I'm going home to see what Scully and Mulder got into this season. So I have other shit I yell, like I like to yell stuff at people that they can't get mad at me for, stuff that doesn't apply to them, that might make somebody else mad, but they can't get mad at. Like if I see a hot woman walking down the street, I'll yell, faggot! Still have the same fun of yelling something. I mean, she can't get mad. She's mostly just puzzled. Going, what? I'm a pretty lady. Can't just call me a faggot? Weird. So a true story about that joke, and I love that this happened. This really happened. I did that joke in L.A., and Joe Pesci came up to me after the show, and it's totally true, and I'm a huge Joe Pesci fan, and he came up to me, and he goes, I'm going to do that. I'm going to yell faggot at some broad. And I was like, sweet. So that just gives it another level. You know, Joe Pesci's a man of his word. You know, he tried that at least once. You know, like 2 years ago, there's some woman walking down Sunset going, did Joe Pesci just call me a faggot? I'm a pretty lady. The star of Goodfellas and Gone Fishing? Weird. There's other stuff I yell that I can't get in trouble for. Like if I see gay gentlemen walking down the street, I'll yell, go back to Mexico! They're just like, how do you know we went to Mexico? I thought Ixtapa was pretty. The other thing I yell at them is, I smell bacon! And if I see cops, I yell, show me your tits! You guys have been so much fun, man. Thanks a lot.
Brian Posehn.